Afternoon. Thank you for coming. The purpose of this press conference is to provide information regarding an officer-involved shooting that took place the morning of February 20th. At the end, we'll have time for a few questions. I invite Assistant Chief Jill Schlute to come up.
On Wednesday, February 19th at approximately 8:20 p.m., officers with the Columbia Police Department were dispatched to a residence in the 3700 block of Rollins Road in reference to a report of a wanted person in a truck parked in the driveway. That person was identified as Keith E. Brody, 41, of Columbia. When officers arrived at approximately 8:35 p.m., they observed Brody sitting in a truck parked in the driveway of the residence. When officers approached the truck and instructed Brody to show his hands, Brody did not comply and began to pull the truck out of the driveway. While fleeing from officers, the truck Brody was driving struck one of the officers positioned on the passenger side. Later in the evening, the officer was assessed by medical personnel at University Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries caused by the impact of the fleeing suspect's truck. Brody fled the area at a high rate of speed, and officers engaged in a short vehicle pursuit as Brody refused to stop. Officers terminated the pursuit at approximately 8:39 p.m. when they lost sight of Brody's truck. On Thursday, February 20th, at approximately 12:04 a.m., deputies from the Boone County Sheriff's Department were dispatched to a disturbance involving Brody in the 6200 block of Southwest Way in Boone County. It was reported that Brody fired shots at a male at the residence and then left. When deputies arrived, Brody fled in an SUV at a high rate of speed towards Route K. Two CPD officers riding together in a marked Columbia Police vehicle were in the area attempting to get in a position to utilize stop sticks, more commonly known as spikes, when they spotted Brody turning west on Route K towards McBain. CPD officers assisted the Boone County Sheriff's Department and pursued the SUV, eventually heading north on Nebo Cemetery Road. At the same time, other officers were responding to the area of the pursuit and set up spikes at the intersection of Nebo Cemetery Road and Highway UU. When Brody saw the patrol vehicle set up at the intersection, he turned the SUV around and began driving back towards the pursuing officers, who had stopped and exited their patrol vehicle. As Brody's SUV approached the officers, one CPD officer fired shots at the vehicle. Shortly after, Brody's SUV ran off the roadway near the intersection of Highway UU and Nebo Cemetery Road. Brody and a passenger were observed running into the woods. Officers and deputies set up a perimeter, and members of the Columbia Police Department Special Weapons and Tactics Team, or SWAT, and canine officers were called to conduct a large area search for Brody and the passenger. The Missouri State Highway Patrol helicopter also assisted in the search at our request. Neither Brody nor the passenger were located. At this time, Brody is still at large. There was no evidence at the scene to indicate Brody or the passenger were injured. Photos of Brody will be shared with the media. This is an active investigation which has been referred to the Columbia Police Department's Internal Affairs Unit for review. Sergeant Scott Alpers with the Internal Affairs Unit is going to discuss that part of the process. The Columbia Police Department has also requested the Missouri State Highway Patrol conduct an independent investigation into this incident. Both officers have been placed on administrative leave while the investigation is conducted. And now Sergeant Scott Alpers with Internal Affairs is going to discuss that part of the process.
As Chief Schlute said, my name is Sergeant Scott Alpers. I'm the supervisor of the Internal Affairs Unit. As you heard, on Thursday, February 20th, a CPD officer was involved in an officer-involved shooting while pursuing a subject who is reported to have struck an officer with his vehicle and fired shots at a civilian. As a part of the investigation process, this case was turned over to Internal Affairs. The Columbia Police Department is committed to high ethical standards. We are an integral part of the community, and we exist to serve the needs of citizens. The community entrusts us with considerable authority, and we must be responsive to their concerns. When incidents like this occur, the Internal Affairs Unit takes several steps to ensure that the investigation is effective, conducted thoroughly, and in accordance with policy. Once the Internal Affairs Unit is called to the scene, the administrative review process begins. While on scene, the Internal Affairs Unit collects photos and public safety statements are taken from those who are involved in the incident. It should be noted that there were two officers on scene, but only one officer discharged their service weapon during this incident. Per Columbia Police Department Policy 1020.5, both officers are placed on paid administrative leave paid administrative leave for the best interest of the department as well as the investigation. In addition to the Internal Affairs Unit conducting an investigation, the Columbia Police Department has met with the Missouri State Highway Patrol Division of Drug and Crime Control, who has agreed to conduct a separate investigation into the events that took place in this incident. Under Columbia Police Department Policy 310, which discusses officer-involved shooting and critical incidents, we have the option of having an independent investigation, which further allows us to remain transparent and establish legitimacy in this case. The Internal Affairs Unit will continue to collect evidence, including body-worn camera, dash cameras, and statements that relate to this case.
We recognize there was a delay in the time of the information being released. A lot of events that led up to the shooting are still under investigation. We've had a lot of discussions about the release of information, and I do pledge to you that we will improve the speed of the release of this type of information in the future. No further information is available at this time. Anyone with additional information about this incident is asked to contact the Columbia Police Department at 573-874-7652 or Crime Stoppers at 875-TIPS. If you see Brody, call 911 and report his location. Thanks again for coming out, and at this time I can take a couple of questions.
It's been 8 days since that happened. Why couldn't we tell the community that morning that this man who was known to be dangerous had not been captured?
Because we didn't know the scope of what had occurred, even with the PIO there. There was a lot that we had to look into. We had to continue a wider search that was about 13 hours long to see if Mr. Brody or the other occupant of that vehicle had been struck by gunfire. We didn't see evidence of that in the car or at the scene, but we needed more information, and we don't want to put out inaccurate information. And I agree, it took too long to get it out, and that's my responsibility. That will improve.
And regarding the search for him after the crash and they were looking for him, radio traffic indicated that there was a search of a nearby house or barn, and it sounded like there might have been a family inside. Can you go in or elaborate at all about what happened during that search and what happened to the family inside?
I won't elaborate any more about that search.
Chief, can you? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask about the passenger. I don't want to speculate, but we're referring to it as a child. And you say if that's true?
To my knowledge, it was not a child, but I won't divulge any more than that. You have a question?
I'm 8 days is a long time. 13 hours is a long time to release any information, especially to the public. You're trying to keep them safe, right? That's kind of the goal of being a police officer.
I've already answered that. Go ahead.
Chief, what kind of charges is Brody looking at? What charges are you seeking against him at this time?
So the investigation is still ongoing, and we need to see what the Highway Patrol comes up with in their investigation. I'm not going to speculate as to what that will be. He currently has a couple of warrants for his arrest.
I'd kind of like to know what you're putting in place to make sure we're getting this information a little bit more prompt than these 8 days.
Well, we had conversations today, and I'll just have to prove it to you. But I will do it in my time when it's appropriate, and I'll make sure the information is accurate.
And so I went out to the nearby scene where it happened, and just around the corner on UU is a school bus stop, marked school bus stop. So was it not at that time important to at least let the community know that there had not been any, the suspect had not been captured at that point?
Well, we had searched the area. I don't know that your question is relevant to the search that day, but so that's good. Thanks.
When the pursuit was initiated, can you say what the officer's evidence was for
Assistant Chief Schluti just told you they were responding to someone being shot at in a residence. Yes, sir.
Do you believe this individual to be armed and dangerous?
I think that potential exists. I don't know. He needs to be treated as though he's armed.
Another one. In the morning of the incident, CPD officials said that the Boone County officials were going to be in charge of this case. Can you explain the confusion in the jurisdiction?
I'm not aware of that. I can't answer to it today.
Can you tell us what are the two warrants that Brody has out on him, what those warrants are for?
He has one warrant for out of Boone County for failure to appear in court on original charges of non-payment of child support, child neglect, and the other is a municipal ordinance violation out of Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
Were nearby residents, homeowners, school districts notified that as of that morning there had what had occurred and what they should be on the lookout for, or what person was still at large possibly in their area?
I know that there was a large-scale search that would include most of the people in that area. I can't answer to who was notified specifically.
Do you know school districts were notified?
I don't know. All right.
I should probably clarify, too, the failure to appear warrant was a felony warrant for his arrest.
Separate case you guys are following right now, but
hold on just a second. We'll get to that in just a minute.
Could you tell us what weapons the officers used in shooting?
They used
sidearms, or
yeah, it was a department issued sidearm. Do you want to move on to the next thing? Okay. We're gonna take just a brief pause and I'll be right back. We can take a couple questions on, I'm assuming, the video that we released earlier. Is that what you're asking about? I don't know that we're going to talk about it here.
Do you know the name of the other suspect that was in the car?
I don't know the person's name, no. So a couple hours ago, we released a video briefing with the indictment of Joseph Elledge and the disappearance of Meng Chi Ji. We released information with that video that I think may have cleared up some questions. I want to clarify that we have been searching for her. We had to take breaks due to weather, and all that is spelled out in the information that was sent to you in a release. There were attempts made to do flyovers in a helicopter, multiple attempts, but each of those scheduled dates had to be canceled. And we do, I'm not going to talk about the specifics of the search that we are planning, but we do have a very large-scale air and ground search planned, just to look in other areas, make sure that we've looked everywhere that we possibly can. So I just wanted to make that clear.
I know in the probable cause statement, dogs pointed to decomposing human remains in the Lillian River. And I know the river is very hard to search right now because of debris, but why would we widen the scope of the search if we've been alerted to human remains?
I feel like we need to be complete in everywhere that we search, but our focus has obviously been at the Lamine River at the Highway 41 bridge.
Is there a possibility that her body is not in one piece?
I'm not going to speculate on that. Go ahead.
Do you have a timetable for the Vibe shooting for the second video?
We're not going to talk about that here. That's not why we're here. Go ahead.
Why wasn't it noted that sonar boats were used and excavation companies were also used in that video that you put out?
We use sonar and other equipment looking for.
And did you find that's,
you've been reporting that for months. We were trying to give you additional information. Go ahead.
Chief, will the department seek the assistance of the FBI or any other outside law enforcement agency or resource to assist in the search?
You have assumed that we have not, and we have.
Can we expect another briefing video on this officer-involved shooting?
Yes. Once it becomes releasable under sunshine, we will be releasing more information. I'm somewhat restricted in what I can say with another agency doing an investigation independent of ours and by sunshine. So.
I know there was media staging at the Lean River. Are you guys going to be facilitating media in future search areas?
That would probably be difficult to do, but we can talk about that. All right. Thank you. I'm done. Thank you.